Happy Monday, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Did some laundry.
let me hold on to my chair. I can't stand the excitement here, Brooke. My mind wasn't too exciting either. Lots of schoolwork, so but you know, hopefully it's exercising the brain cells a
It
little
sure is.
bit.
And actually, I'm taking this week off for spring break to be with my family. So if
Wonderful.
people try to call me at the office, they won't get a hold of me.
Good. Well, you enjoy it. Have a real vacation, all right?
I'll try.
Good, good, good. Well, let's take a look at the cover story. We have been talking for years about the potential for Spaceport America, and in your cover story this week, maybe some good signs here as Virgin Galactic is making some moves.
Yeah, you're right. We've been waiting to find out when they'll start shooting people up into space. I guess shooting is the wrong terminology. It's a nice strong verb, but they're going to be flying them into space is probably a better way to put it. Spaceport America is ready to go. It's just Virgin Galactic, the anchor tenant, when they're ready to go. And then we'll start seeing a lot more action up there. And they've recently started looking for some companies to work with. They're looking at a lot of local companies they would like to see put in bids and stuff. So they have a category of needs. So I'll read some of them. Medical suppliers, faculty maintenance services, people who can, do staff uniforms and also finishing, doing things like embroidery, catering, office supplies, office equipment, industrial supplies, safety equipment, even like people who do vending machines. Shuttle bus service and auto detailing is one. Washing pickup trucks and semi-sized trucks and semi-truck size and food service equipment. So there's a bunch of stuff they're looking for right now. And they have a contact for people who are interested, who think their company might be able to fit the bill. And there's probably going to be a bid process in most of this. And they say that they're looking for companies, and let me give you a exact quote, willing to push the limits of normal, and then in parentheses, because normal is boring. So,
Well, that's interesting. Very
yeah.
interesting.
Well, a space company, they want to push the box a little bit.
I bet they
They want
do.
people who are open-minded, and I don't know what you could do outside the box for, say, washing trucks, but I get what they're saying. They want companies that are, dynamic, I guess is the word. So for such a dynamic operation up there in Upham, I guess is where it's at, the great metropolis of Upham and north of Las Cruces.
And we want to see things going up in Upham for sure.
Yeah, we do.
Sooner the better.
And they encourage local entrepreneurs, they say, who are interested in, getting involved in this and to engage Virgin Galactic in these opportunities. So. And I have contact information in the story and people who can get a hold of them and all that good stuff if they think this is something they can supply.
All right. Well, we'll read more about it in today's Las Cruces Sun News. We'll also read your profile and an interesting story here, a woman who has done a number of things in her business, and now her business is expanding into consulting. For patients who are looking to take advantage of New Mexico's medical marijuana law.
Yes, no doubt. And she's a naturopath. Her name is, if I said that right, her name is Hilda Chavez, and she's done a lot of stuff with herbal remedies, massage therapy, things like that. She's been an instructor at the El Paso School of Massage before for a long time. She had something called the El Paso Wellness Center. That she did down there, and she had a health scare and had some trouble that left her disabled for a while. And she finally found relief through the New Mexico Medical Cannabis Program. And so now she wants to give back and help people understand what that's all about and go forward from there. And the thing is, like doctors and stuff, they certify patients. They don't necessarily, I don't think, prescribe marijuana, medical cannabis. But what they do is they certify a patient and say, yeah, this patient is, I guess, a candidate.
Has one of the conditions, because
yeah,
the way the law works.
Yeah, a good way of saying it, yes. And so she's promoting that, and she's helping people go through that process as part of her business, too. And she's at the Tesoro Integrative Health Center, which is at 1605 South Main Street. And that's where she's working out of right now.
Right.
And she does a lot of stuff. She teaches alternative delivery methods for medical marijuana. You know, people think of just smoking it, but there's different things you could do. And she's a different sort of lady, so, and made for a neat profile.
Okay, well, we'll read that today. That'd be interesting. In what's new, folks who are serviced by one of our biggest, I guess you could say, utilities in a sense, a television, cable, and now phone utility, or recent, I shouldn't say now because it's been a while, Comcast, they have a new customer service center, and you also have an anniversary in your what's new.
Yeah, exactly. Comcast for years has been down on Idaho with their customer service center. It's kind of an older building, and you went in and paid your bill or talked about problems, et cetera, et cetera. But over on Mall Drive, 2750 Mall Drive to be exact, it's right near Buffalo Wild Wings, they have opened up a brand new building. And it's got all the bells and whistles of a new building. It's fully interactive with touchscreen displays. There are 3D viewing, you know, places and sitting areas. They got self-serve kiosks that you can do to pay your bill, and a new queuing system and to avoid waiting in line and that sort of stuff. So it's kind of a neat little place over there for customers. So I know it can be stressful trying to pay your bill or get something figured out if you have a problem.
Yeah.
So the new building might help. Also, St. Clair Winery, which is based out of Deming. And, of course, they have a restaurant right here in Las Cruces as well, near Mesilla. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary, and they're going to be having celebrations throughout the year with wines of the month and that sort of stuff. And it's a family-run business. And so I decided to put a little something about that in there as well.
All right. Well, that's a big anniversary, 3 decades. Congratulations to them. In the Babbling Brook this week, you have a couple of real stories that I think you're hoping are water cooler events.
Yeah, these kind of things are fun to write about. I read a London Times story that London Daily Mail, I should say, not London Times, what am I saying? But it sort of talked about how China now, places in China, offer smog insurance for tourists. We all know that China has a bad, bad pollution problem. And so now for tourists who are coming and who may not be able to see things or have respiratory problems because of that and it ruins their vacation, they can get smog insurance, which I found very interesting. And why would you want to go somewhere where you have to buy smog insurance?
Last week we felt like we needed it with the haze in the sky.
Yeah, we sure did. I found that very interesting. And then also, you know, speaking of medical marijuana, if New Mexico ever decides to join Colorado and, you know, legalize marijuana, there's this company that's putting out ATMs that will deliver cupcakes and other baked goodies.
Based out
of California, they have some in Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, and now they're going to open one in New York, too. And
wow.
I found that very interesting. I got on their website. And
hungry already, Brooke. Brooke Stockbroker is the business editor at the Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
No problem, Fred.